Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 426 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by artistic director Kathy Sanborn Street of Street Theater Company, and we're going to discuss their move, their new location, their 10th anniversary season, and their upcoming musical Memphis. And we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
They may look at you funny,
but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I am joined by Artistic Director of Street Theater, Kathy Sanborn Street. Welcome, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you for chatting with me today via Skype on this lovely snow-filled day.
It's great to be here.
Did you guys get hammered with snow as much as we did? Well, we didn't get a lot. I mean, it's relative, okay, when I say hammered. Okay, so we'll start there.
Right. Well, I'm from New England, so this dusting that we got this morning was not a hammering in my mind.
All right, so this is what, 10 years for Street? This is your 10th season?
Yes, we're starting our 10th anniversary season.
And so you've had some new, you've shifted locales. Where you left the Amhill Pike and you are now where?
We are now partnering in residence with Bailey Middle School, which is in East Nashville. And this is an incredibly exciting development for us. Ever since I started the company, I always wanted to be in East Nashville. We just hadn't been able to find good location. And the principal there, who's a wonderful gentleman named Christian Sawyer, in fact, I directed him in a show many moons ago when I first moved here. And he's the principal at Bailey and was really excited about the idea of being able to partner to bring some artistic opportunities to the students at Bailey. And then for us, it was a great way to become, you know, part of the East Nashville community as well.
Cool. So you teach them performance classes or?
So I'm teaching a performing arts class there to the fifth graders myself. And then we're also offering once a week as part of their elective class. We are also doing another arts program once a week. And I have different teaching artists through Street Theater coming in to work with them. So John Royal has been working with them. Lauren Jones, who's actually coincidentally in Memphis, will be working with them as well, so that we can offer them a little bit more than they had before. And we're also working on improving the auditorium that they have, which is a great space, but it didn't have any theatrical elements to it. So we've added a lighting grid and, you know, we're adding some scenery and set and we're bringing our costumes over. So, you know, being able to help them create more of a theater program than they certainly ever had.
Well, cool. And for your audience size, is roughly going to be the same size theater or?
Yeah, actually a little bigger. I think, you know, street held around 115 or 120, and I think we'll be able to do about 150 probably here.
Cool. Outstanding. So you mentioned Memphis, and that's your upcoming show. Is Memphis going to be the first show in that space for you guys?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, I will say that we did actually perform there back in 2009 before we moved into Elm Hill Pike. We actually did perform once on this island at Bailey, but that was just sort of a one-off when we were still hopping from space to space, and that was before Dr. Sawyer was at the school. But we actually have performed in the space before, which is kind of fun.
Cool. So is other than kind of bringing it up to a theatrical level, what other challenges does the space and rewards does the space give you?
Sure. The rewards are that, I mean, it's a full proscenium stage. It's, you know, it's a raised stage. I think the sound is going to be a lot better. It's a much more ambient live room than the warehouse was in East Nashville.
But you don't get the bar sound from next door, though.
That's right. We don't get to hear the music at 11 o'clock at night coming through. That's right. And that's disappointing. But obviously, location is a big improvement. We're going to be, you know, people can go to a bunch of different restaurants in East Nashville. We're right around the corner. So that's really a great addition. I would say as far as challenges, it's probably mostly just sort of the usual challenges of being in a new space that it is a little bit of an unknown. So, you know, we moved out of our old space, so we're having to recreate the wheel a little bit. You know, we have to remake a booth, our tech booth in the back. And so we're starting from scratch in a little bit of a way. But really that's just the biggest challenge. And I think that's primarily the challenge for this first show, just kind of getting the basics back up and running. And then we'll be sort of back where we were.
Cool. Now, how is Memphis going?
Oh my gosh, it's great. It's going so well. We have a cast of about 25, a lot of new faces to street theater, which is always exciting. And definitely some people that folks have seen on our stage before. But it is just an amazing piece. It's a big show, lots and lots of dancing in it. So yeah, I mean, it's just really exciting.
Cool. Now, are you directing it?
I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So as well as trying to get the space ready, you got to also deal with putting a show in that space. So,
right.
What's been the challenge for you as directing Memphis?
You know, it actually has not been that challenging as far as my time. I'm sure that if you talk to me next week at this time, I'll tell you differently, because we're coming up on where everything starts to all happen at the same time.
Right.
But, you know, we've actually, again, we're lucky we get to rehearse in the space and in the building. So, you know, we have our tech crew working on the set, and we're in the gym rehearsing, and some nights we can be on the stage. So that's been really nice. I mean, last night the actors got to work on the set, so we're already doing things like spacing and figuring things out. So that's been really, really exciting.
Cool.
You know, so just other than time, you know, having enough hours in the day.
Well, that's the age old battle though, isn't it? Trying to find
enough
hours in the day. So,
sure.
So when do you open and how can we get tickets and stuff like that?
We open on March 13th, which is in just a couple of weeks. Tickets are at streettheatercompany.org. And the other very exciting news for the season, to celebrate our 10th anniversary, is we've decided to do a pay what you can season. So
okay.
Every ticket to every show, you get to decide the price.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. That's pretty brave.
It is brave. Well, we have a couple of thoughts behind it. There are definitely theater companies in the country that are doing this model and have found it to be very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we really wanted to not only make sure that for this anniversary season and with a new location, that everybody who possibly thinks they might want to see a street theater show will not have a reason not to. You know, we understand that, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, tickets are, you know, $25. That might be a big risk for somebody, you know, for two people to go out for a night and they're not sure what they're going to get.
Right.
You know, it's easier to say, well, I don't want to take that chance. Well, now you don't have that excuse. Now you can say, all right, for $15 a person, I'll take that chance. And then hopefully that'll bring more people in, and people will see what we have to offer, and we'll not only come back, but we'll tell more people. So we're really hoping that it will just expand our audience reach.
Cool. Now, is that going to be pay what you can, like at the door, or do you have it set up to buy online and pay what you can and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's set up online. So when we're using a different ticketing service for this season, and so basically you just go in and it has a blank space, and you purchase your actual seats. So it's the same as, you know, uh-huh. last year. You will actually purchase your seats, but you just name your price.
Oh, cool. So what else is on offer throughout the season? I understand you're bringing one back.
Yes, we are. So we're doing 4 main stage shows this year, 3 of which have not been done in Nashville yet. So that's another pretty cool thing. So Memphis is the first local production of that. Then following that, we have an amazing musical called Dogfight, which is a really cool story, really, really great music. And it's actually based on the movie Dogfight that was out a number of years ago that was very popular. And then in September, we're doing Heather's musical based on the cult classic. And yeah, for our final show, we are bringing back the musical Bat Boy, which was our first, it wasn't our first production we ever did, but it was really our first major production we ever did. When we started in 05, we did just a couple of little small shows to sort of test the waters. Mm-hmm. And then Bat Boy was our first major show with a cast of, again, about 25 or so. But not a lot of people knew who we were, and we were in a space that was challenging to say it, you know, to say it nicely. So we wanted to bring it back so people, because it's been a favorite of, you know, people for a long time, ever since we did it. So we thought it'd be a really neat way to bookend the season.
Cool. Any original cast members coming back that you can tell?
I don't know. That's a really good question. A couple of them, like our Bat Boy, was Jeffrey Williams, who has since moved to New York City. So he won't be back. He has moved onwards and upwards since then.
Darn him.
But yeah, we would love to. I know, right? But we would love to. I mean, I think that would be the coolest thing, to have some people return, for sure.
Cool, cool. So tell me, I'm not all that familiar with East Nashville, so where is the Bailey Middle School in relation to, I mean, you said there was restaurants around, so is it near the Five Points
area
or whatever it is that called?
It's actually near the area where Rose Pepper restaurant is.
Okay.
So Rose Pepper and Ugly Mugs and Wild Cow and those types of places. So it's right there. It's just off of, well, and so that little group of buildings is on Eastland, just mm-hmm. off of Gallatin Road. So if you just go up Gallatin Road and you hang a right onto Greenwood Ave, it's just a couple of blocks over there, right a couple blocks from those restaurants.
Outstanding, outstanding. Sounds like a very exciting time for street theater.
It is. It really is.
Cool. So give me the dates for Memphis again, and then how we can do our buy your own, name your own price tickets. Say what you can.
Okay. It's March 13th through the 29th. We have performances Fridays and Saturdays at 8:00. And Sundays at 5:00. And you name your own ticket price.
Cool. And they can do that online by going to streettheatercompany.org, or what's your website?
Yep, that's correct. Street Theater, and theater is spelled with an R-E, so streettheatercompany.org.
All right. Well, outstanding. Thanks so much for stopping by, Kathy.
Oh, I so appreciate it, John. Thank you.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Artistic Director Kathy Sanborn Street of Street Theater Company for stopping by today via Skype to chat with me about their 10th anniversary season, their new space, the new show Memphis coming up very soon. Again, ticket information, which is really cool, their pay-what-you-can tickets. All that, I will have links to that information on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds, @IinexplicableDS. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to have a return of a very special guest, Christopher Diaz, and we're going to talk about what he's got going on in Chicago. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.